Ha ha! This is All Day Marche Rocket, and you are listening to Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Pro Wrestling Personified Podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin, and we are part of the Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast Network. And today we have a real treat today. We have a wrestler who is a star at Impact Wrestling. He wrestles for many other promotions. Please help me welcome to the Pro Wrestling Personified Podcast, All Day Marche Rocket. Marche, welcome to the show.
Ha ha, whoop whoop. Welcome. Thank you.
That's awesome. So what's new in the world of Marche Rocket?
Well, doing a little bit more traveling, you know, staying ready all day. And, you know, new projects coming up, new matches being booked. And as always, you know, delivering satisfaction 24/7.
So. Well, you don't have to convince me. I've been a fan of yours since day one, and as you know, I tweet a lot about it on Twitter, and thank you for all the retweets you've been giving me. So I really appreciate that. So I just want to go back to the beginning a little bit, and then we'll get into some Impact Wrestling. So I know you started about 12 years ago. So what sparked your interest in becoming a professional wrestler?
Well, you know what? I was always a fan of it, of course, as a kid. You know, going and having matches in the backyard with my homies and just having fun with that. And then it wasn't until later on, actually my dad was my huge influence because he was the one who sort of like pushed me to do wrestling, you know, who made my interest just a little bit more. Like he was the one taking me to events, you know, the old WWE events whenever they came to like Chicago. And, you know, he was just like, hey, you know, have you ever thought about like pursuing like an actual career in this? And of course I sort of like shrugged it off. Like, you know, I don't really think that's for me. And he was just like, you never know. You know, just plant the seed and sort of just took off from there. But I'm glad that he did it because, I mean, heck, look where I am now. So it actually worked out in my favor, and I'm eternally grateful for him helping me to do that.
Well, yeah, I'm grateful too because you're extremely talented in the ring, and I'm glad you made the decision to become a professional wrestler because I've seen a lot of Marche Rocket matches, and I tell you have it, my friend, you have it for sure. So you trained at Windy City Pro Wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. What was how did you find the initial training? Was it difficult or did you take to it right away?
Actually there was like a little bit of a, like a transition period for me. Not too long though, because, you know, I was already cross country, track athlete, played basketball. So I had the bearings of like, you know, I had the athleticism and, you know, some of the stamina already going in, or so I thought, until like the first day of training. Like, you know, it was definitely like a new regiment that I had to get my body used to, because obviously those are more cardio like running sports, and whereas like the, you know, it's physically demanding but not as demanding as what I needed for training in wrestling, where it had to incorporate everything. So, but luckily I had trainers who were, you know, who were bold enough to push me and, you know, wanted to see me, excel, you know, they didn't want their time wasted, and they certainly didn't want to waste my time. So, I was, you know, they let me know right up front, like, hey, you either want this or you don't, which I always respect anybody, you know, who, you know, has that mentality, because that's what I also tell people who are looking to get in the business themselves and, you know, are asking for advice, like, hey, you know, how do I become a wrestler? You know, could I share any advice to them to like help them on their path? And that's the one advice that was given to me that I always start with, like, make sure you want it, man. because if you don't, like, you don't want to be disappointed and, like, you wasted all this time, this effort, this money, you know, to pursue something that you really didn't have a passion for to begin with. I mean, unless you just want the idea, like, well, at least I tried, and then, you know, you're satisfied with that. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's, you know, the fact that you're thinking about it, you obviously want to, you know, nobody starts anything to, like, fail. So, but that's one of the main things that, you know, I try to tell people, and, you know, I still carry around to this day. So make sure you want it, push yourself, and, you know, you never know what may happen.
So we fast forward. With that said, we fast forward to March 2016. Dixie Carter signed you to Impact Wrestling. What emotions were you feeling as you were signing that contract to be a part of Impact Wrestling?
Oh man, it was amazing. It felt awesome. It felt really good. Felt like my time had finally come, where I was now going to be able to show exactly on a national and televised scale what all day Marche can really do. You know, I mean, you know, doing work in the indies and having matches in the indies, you know, your stuff gets around, but it's only to, like, a select few. It's only, like, here and there, those that are actually, like, paying attention. But, like, now, you know, at the nationally acclaimed television to the mix, you know, it's it makes it a lot easier for, you know, for people who don't know to now know who Marche Rocket is, what Marche Rocket is about, and what Marche Rocket brings to the table.
Now, I just wanted to ask, I remember when they first signed you, I covered it. I was writing for Kayfabe Today, and I remember when they announced that they had signed you, they said that you're someone that's going to make a quick impression on the Impact roster. Yet it took, if I'm not mistaken, 6 or 7 months before they debuted you.
All day.
what were you thinking? Were you thinking that my time might never come, or were you getting a little frustrated that you had to wait so long to make your debut? What were you thinking for those 7 months after you signed the contract?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie and say that I wasn't, like, a little bit concerned. I was like, you know, because there's always, in the past, I've had friends that have made deals and have, you know, reached the pinnacle of their career and they had finally got what they wanted, but then either they were let go before they got started, or they got started and things just didn't work out. So it was a little bit of doubt that kind of crept in there every now and then. But, you know, I just sat up there. I just told myself, I'm like, look, everything happens for a reason. But, you know, I'm here for a reason. I got signed for a reason. So whenever it's time to go, I'm my only job at that point is to make sure that I'm ready. And when I'm ready, I'm going to show them.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I knew you made your debut. I think you were, it was part of a tag team. I remember it was part of a pay-per-view. And then from there you had a number of matches, and you know, you really showcased your talent and, made me a big fan. As you know, cause we talk and I tell you all the time how big of a fan I am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You deserve it, man. I'm going to go ahead. Whoop, whoop. You deserve it, man. So Dixie Carter's gone and Anthem has taken over. What have you seen are the main differences between when Dixie Carter was in control to now that Anthem is in control?
Well, now that Anthem is in control, I see that they're bringing in fresh new faces for a lot of, like, the core roster to give them a chance to shine up against, which is awesome because, you know, I think seeing the same wrestlers perform against, you know, the same wrestlers, you're not going to get excited about it. No one wants to watch the same thing over and over again. You need variety. You need to spice it up a little bit. And I think Anthem did a pretty good job at that. Like, you know, they got promotion with Japan, you know, that they're doing AAA. A lot of our guys have gone Triple Mania, gone over to Japan. Eddie Edwards is a heavyweight champion over there. You know, so a lot of great things are happening now, I think, with Anthem at the helm. than it was with Dixie Carter. So I'll say that it's a little bit of an improvement from where it was to like what it is today. So
like, I mean, I just want to ask about the constant changes they're making. I mean, Jeff Jarrett was in, and now Jeff Jarrett, he took a leave of absence. It was Global Force Wrestling. Now it's back to Impact Wrestling. How do you feel about all these changes? Do you think it hurts the product? Do you think it, you know, what's your current feeling about all the changes that are taking place? I know Tyrus recently left. Eddie Kingston recently left. Other wrestlers I was reading rumors that other wrestlers may be leaving. So what's your opinion? And all the constant changes that they're making, do you think it hurts the product, or do you think they're on the right track?
You know, when it comes to, because I know a lot of the wrestlers that, you know, that wound up leaving, some left for personal reasons, others left because they wanted to venture off and do other projects, and, you know, if there was creatively, I feel like, you know, some might have gotten frustrated, couldn't wait any longer. Like there's a number of reasons why, you know, certain talent does what they do. I think Taryn Terrell was the latest one that I saw and read about that she's now left the company for personal reasons. So, I mean, does it hurt the product? Only time will tell. I mean, you know, in the wrestling business, you can, you know, there's a saying that you never say never. 1 minute you're gone, the next minute, you know, people come back. So it's wrestling's like almost like a revolving door. Talent's always coming in, you know, just a smoke on the wheels type deal. So.
Sure.
But yeah, with the indies now being what they are, you know, it's great for me because I still get to see, wrestle, and hang out with people like Eddie Kingston and, you know, talking to Tyrus and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just one big revolving door, man. And, you know, I it's never goodbye. It's more or less see you down the road.
Sure.
You know.
Well, with all the departures, I want to ask you this. With all the recent departures, it's no secret that, you know, Impact Wrestling is not really using Marche Rocket. I don't remember. I think the last time I saw you was an Explosion match against Chris Silvio, which was, I think, a few months ago. So with all these recent departures, I know Tyrus left because, like we said, he wasn't happy with his role. When does Marche Rocket decide that, hey, you know, they're not using me to my best potential, that it might be time to move on? Because personally, I think you would thrive in NXT or Ring of Honor, but have you thought about that, or did you want to talk about that, or just I was just wondering about that.
No, man, it's always you know, it's always, I'm the type of guy, I never want to get too complacent. You know, if I feel like my time is done in a certain, or it's winding down, I want to move on before, you know, the fire blows out. So if you know, I haven't really reached that feeling yet to where the fire is gone, but, you know, trust me, the tiniest little hinkling where the flame looks like it just, you know, flutters and is getting ready to go out, I'll make the decision to move on. But, right now, man, it's so unpredictable. You know, I've got a lot of stuff going on, personally, and, I'm still pretty full with bookings and whatnot. And, every now and then a thought or two might try to creep in my mind that, you know, it's probably time. But like I said, it's not, that feeling still hasn't come over me yet. So I'm still, again, staying ready when the ball is ready to be handed to Marche Rock, and I'm going to deliver.
There you go. I know we're running short on time. I wanted to ask you this because this was probably my favorite Marche moment in Impact Wrestling, was the Twitter challenge of Moose for the Grand Championship. How did that all come about? Because that was a great match. I was rooting for you. I don't watch spoilers, so I was kind of hoping that you would have taken the title, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So, but how did that whole thing come about with Moose?
So, you know, I set up I've been reading, Moose was like tweeting, a lot, and, I was like reading, like, you know, hearing whispers in the back and everything like that. Like, you know, Moose is this, Moose is that, Moose is this great champion and everything like that. And I was like, ah, man, dude, I can go out there and, you know, do the same thing, if not better. Like, you know, cause he's got some cool moves. Look at Marche Rocket. There's a reason why I'm all day. So, you know, I just dropped the little tweet, see where it would take me. I didn't know he was going to like chime in on it like that. But, you know, when he did, I was just like, well, all right, let's go toe to toe. Cause, you know, I want to see what the hype is all about, you know? So. It was definitely a fun match. I didn't like the outcome
of the match. Neither did I.
I didn't like the outcome of the match. But I know I turned a few heads at that moment, and I know a lot of people started to pay a little bit more attention to Marche Rocket. So it still worked out in my favor, just not all the way around with capturing the grand championship. But again, that golden rule of never say never. So...
All right, well, there you go. And also, I like the Jive Turkey catchphrase. That's really catching on. I know when you use it on Impact Wrestling, you go, there's a lot of people tweet about it, and they start using Jive. I think Caprice Coleman, if I'm not mistaken, is using that catchphrase as well. And I mentioned that Caprice Coleman is using your catchphrase, and he responded to me. But anyway, I love the Jive Turkey catchphrase. It's definitely catching on.
Thanks,
so, man. Before you go, anything you want to plug? Any upcoming matches, that you want to talk about? Before I let you know?
Yeah, I have, next week is, Hallowmania for, Southland Championship Wrestling. They'll be in, Moni, Illinois, secondhand church. I'll be defending my, heavyweight championship, against, it's an open challenge, so anybody who wants to come to secondhand church and get their ass whooped by Marche Rocket, feel free. What else do I have coming up? So many bookings going through my head. Oh, this Sunday. How can I forget that? I'll be in Villa Park for Galley Lucha Libre. Feel free to stop by over there. I'll plug that and I'm sure it's already up on my Twitter and website and social media outlets and whatnot. You can follow me on Twitter at Marche Rocket, the same on as Instagram. Always can use more followers. Follow my journey. Follow me all day, baby. but yeah.
All right, so there you go. Well, when you come to Toronto, you got to let me know, because I really want to see Marche Rocket live in action. So when you get to, I know you're going to be in, I think, British Columbia in December, when you get to Toronto, you got to let me know right away so I could see. Well, anyway, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. I know you're going to get going. Again, thank you. I wish you all the best of luck in the future. And again, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. So this has been the Pro Wrestling Personified Podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. Again, I want to thank All Day, whoop, whoop, Marche Rocket. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care, bye-bye, and stay safe, everybody.